Visiting Teaching Message, Living as Women of Virtue. Read the following with the sisters you visit and discuss the questions, scriptures, and teachings from our church leaders. Share your experiences and testimony and invite those you teach to do the same. Proverbs chapter 31, verse 10. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. President James E. Faust, second counselor in the first presidency. Virtue has many definitions, such as moral excellence, right action and thinking, goodness of character, or chastity. How Near to the Angels, Ensign, May 1998, page 95. What virtues are important for us to cultivate? Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. President Gordon B. Hinckley, I feel to invite women everywhere to rise to the great potential within you. I do not ask that you reach beyond your capacity. I hope you will not nag yourselves with thoughts of failure. I hope you will simply do what you can do in the best way you know. If you do so, you will witness miracles come to pass. Teachings of Gordon B. Hinckley, page 696. Margaret D. Nadald, Young Women General President. The world has enough women who are tough. We need women who are tender. There are enough women who are coarse. We need women who are kind. There are enough women who are rude. We need women who are refined. We have enough women of fame and fortune. We need more women of faith. We have enough greed. We need more goodness. We have enough vanity. We need more virtue. We have enough popularity. We need more purity. The Joy of Womanhood, Ensign, November 2000, page 15. How can we best teach these virtues? Doctrine and Covenants, section 46, verse 33. Ye must practice virtue and holiness before me continually. President Gordon B. Hinckley, we cannot hope to influence others in the direction of virtue unless we live lives of virtue. The example of our living will carry a greater influence than will all the preaching in which we might indulge. We cannot expect to lift others unless we stand on higher ground ourselves. The home is the cradle of virtue, the place where character is formed and habits are established. Opposing Evil, Ensign, November 1975, pages 38 and 39. What are the promised blessings of living a life of virtue? Doctrine and Covenants, section 121, verse 45. Let virtue garnish thy thoughts unceasingly. Then shall thy confidence wax strong in the presence of God. Doctrine and Covenants, section 25, verse 2. If thou art faithful and walk in the paths of virtue before me, I will preserve thy life, and thou shalt receive an inheritance in Zion. President James E. Faust. The prophet Joseph Smith said, if you live up to your privileges, the angels cannot be restrained from being your associates. Hold your soul very still and listen to the whisperings of the Holy Spirit. Follow the noble intuitive feelings planted deep within your souls by deity in the previous world. Ensign, May 1998, page 97. End of Visiting Teaching Message, Living as Women of Virtue.